This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. It is a Wednesday. I think we made it to Wednesday. What is today? The 12th day of March. And our friend Kim St. Ange experienced that traffic problem firsthand this morning out on 270, which I believe is still down to one lane, Kim, from what I'm hearing.
Well, the bigger issue, because it is down to one lane, there's a semi that's kind of on the median between the I-64 on-ramp and 270 South. But the problem, of course, is that they've blocked off the on-ramp to 64. So if you're like me and you rely on that route, you will have to likely go to Manchester or some other way to get back.
Oh, no.
So plan for that. And I don't know how long this is going to take. They had a bunch of emergency vehicles there, and they were kind of hoisting up the 18-wheeler when I was driving by, and I have no idea how long that's expected to take. To get it
off
the road.
Is that what you had to do? Did you have to go all the way down to Manchester Road?
I went down to Manchester Road. I was going to get back on 270, but I was, you know, you're trying to get your bearings and you're still kind of waking up. And so I forgot that the 270 north on ramp is the far right lane by the mall. So I missed it and had to go down to Ballas and, hung a left at Ballas and went down that way and then got back onto 64, kind of near Visitation Academy.
That stinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Carl's like, how did you not get stuck in that traffic jam? I said, I avoid 270 just because of my route in the morning. I'm just lucky that I don't have to take that. So we'll keep an ear on that, and I'm sure Sue will have the latest on that as it gets resolved here. Hopefully, it's already been like that happened, an hour and a half ago, something like that?
I don't know.
A couple hours ago? That's what Channel 4 was reporting at the top of the show. So hopefully they'll get that cleared up before the main part of the morning commute. Nobody else's day is screwed up. How's your 401k?
Do you look daily?
No. Nobody should look daily. I continue to be not surprised, but amazed at, in some cases, even how people from a conservative media point of view, the ones that are not the insane left, buy into the Democrat talking points that we're on the edge of collapse in this country because Donald Trump threatened a tariff. What we're on the edge of is the collapse of common sense. The stock market is at an all-time high, and it's off, 1%? If you look at your account daily, did you lose a little bit of money on paper yesterday? Yeah, probably. Is it going to come back? Absolutely. There's zero reason for the panic except for the fact that the network newscasts have to fill time. The 24-hour cable channels have to fill time. So this morning, all they're going to complain about is the 25% tariff that Donald Trump threatened on Canada or Mexico or Europe, when you need to forget about all of that. Donald Trump loves to negotiate in public. They're like, well, Donald Trump's already backing off his threat to do a 50% tariff. He must be afraid. These are people that simply don't use, they don't engage their brain because they have a political agenda in telling you these stories. This is the short-term pain that Donald Trump talked about. And before long, when your 401k and your IRA are soaring to new highs because America no longer pays the ridiculous tariffs in these countries that have been screwing us for years, and we've gotten no enjoyment out of it for years, they've been sticking it to the United States of America. You finally got a president willing to stand up and say, no more. We will apply reciprocal tariffs. If you tariff our goods, we're going to tariff your goods. Now, the minute you want to drop your tariffs, we'll drop our tariffs. And the world says, oh my gosh, he's starting a trade war. The war started 40 years ago when all of these countries, including Mexico and Canada, slapped huge tariffs on U.S. goods going into their countries. How is that fair? Well, they're smaller. Their economies are smaller than ours. We should understand. They want to protect their economy. We're not allowed to protect our economy, our workers. When they tell you Donald Trump's out there fighting for the middle class, that's what this is. And the screaming, the freaking out in Washington, D.C. over what's going on is all designed to try to slow down the Trump train, and it's not going to work. What is going to work is that mealy-mouthed, spineless slugs like this Doug Ford up in Ontario is going to come back on bended knee, and he's going to apologize for thinking he could cut off electricity to three United States areas. Donald Trump said it yesterday on Truth Social. It's absolutely the truth. He declared an energy emergency in those areas. And we will redirect the grid to provide our own power to them. And we soon, Doug Ford, we won't need Doug Ford's electricity. Then what's he going to do? This is America first. It's not complicated. It's what Donald Trump campaigned on. So I'm sorry to get on my soapbox right off the top here, but I'm listening to interviews on the way into work this morning on the Gordon Deal Show from, I don't know, some Wall Street Journal reporter or something that they had interviewed talking about these attempts to stop Trump in the courts and this and that. And I'm like, it's all a show. The Democrats have to do that. They have to judge shop and try to stop these things because they can't stop them in Congress. So you're going to get the unvarnished view of this when you listen to this program. I just have to tell you that because I can't stand the belly aching that's going on in Washington right now. It just drives me crazy. We'll get to a little more on that in the next hour. We got to Josh McCoon. He's a chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, is going to join us this morning at about 6:20. Our friends at Genevieve Wood. Tuesday, Todd Pyro bailed on us. And he's going to make it up to us this morning. He's going to join us here at about 7:35 today. And a little later, we'll get to our friend Taylor Riggs and get her take on some of the economic stuff that's going on in the markets. Because, of course, she does a show, the Big Money Show, on the Fox Business Network. All right, we'll get to all that for you still ahead. Carl Middleman, how about our top stories this morning?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Today we made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter into a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations to end this conflict in a way that's enduring and sustainable.
Yeah, there you go, Marco Rubio. Well, imagine that. 11 days ago, the left wing melted down in this country because Donald Trump played hardball with Volodymyr Zelensky, and 11 short days later, got exactly what he was looking for.
Think about the whole thing of saying he's going to make Canada the 51st state. What, is he going to go to a war with Canada? It's bat crazy. Sorry.
Yeah, there's one person that term applies to. Unfortunately, her name is former Senator Claire McCaskill. She also too short-sighted and unwilling to take a look at the truth of what's going on here.
In a nearly unanimous vote, the Missouri Senate passed a bill that would get rid of that loophole that lets 16 and 17-year-olds get married in Missouri with parental consent.
Well, there you have it. Sounds like it's taken about 100 years, but they finally stopped allowing children to get married in the state of Missouri.
Well, hey, everybody. It's me, Rosie O'Donnell, star of the Flintstones, and I'm here in Ireland. Moved here on January 15th.
I thought I would brighten your day a little bit this morning. And far be it for me to ever give kudos to nut jobs like Rosie O'Donnell or Whoopi Goldberg, but you gotta give them a little bit of credit. Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie they're the only two I know that followed through on their promise to leave. And sayonara, good riddance. But good for you for at least following up on what you promised.
Yeah.
And all the rest of them are still here. De Niro, all the rest of them are still in this country complaining. And those two just left. Good.
Well, she will be gone for, I guess, at least 4 years. Now, the question is, does she hate anyone associated with Trump so much? So let's just say, assume that Vance runs in 4 years and Vance is somehow elected. Does she stay? Do they stay overseas? Do they come back? Where's the line for them?
Well, here's the nice thing about being a limousine liberal. When you're a limousine liberal, you can afford to speak with your feet, right? It's that simple. I mean, if you're not tied to the salary that your employer's paying you, you can tell your employer to go pound sand, and then if you get fired, you don't have to worry about it. She's got the, for better or for worse, she has been successful enough in her career as a comedian and a talk show host that she has enough money in the bank that she can just afford to up and relocate to a foreign country and buy a house over there. But, of course, she's still got a house here, so she can come and go as she wants to. Most Americans can't afford that luxury.
Well, and what's nice now is, you think about some of these talented athletes who you know, are no longer playing in the NFL, and they have a big enough name where they can just go do these endorsements on social media from anywhere around the world and make enough money to live their lavish lifestyle. And so I don't know if Rosie O'Donnell is doing that, but point being, there's so many opportunities now with social media where who cares if she's not doing her, you know, comedy routines or acting or whatever the case may be. She can still make a bunch of money. She's got the name.
I guess. I don't know that anybody's paying her for anything these days. I got to be honest with you. All right, Carl, I've run over here just a tad.
Sure.
What do you got for us for the National
Tonight
Anthem?
At Enterprise Center, the queen of R&B, Mary.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Blige.
Today we made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter into a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations to end this conflict in a way that's enduring and sustainable and accounts for their interests, their security, their ability to prosper as a nation. I want to personally thank, we both want to thank the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, His Majesty, for hosting us, for making this possible. They've been instrumental in this process, and we're very grateful to them for hosting us here today. And you know, hopefully we'll take this offer now to the Russians. And we hope that they'll say yes, that they'll say yes to peace. The ball's now in their court.
Yeah, that's a very good observation, Carl Middleman. The Saudis are not our friends either. I don't know exactly what their role in all of this is. They clearly hate the United States of America. They love our money, buying their oil, but they hate the United States of America. They did agree to host these talks, and you know, the Ukrainians and the Russians, hopefully the Russians come to the table now. Why did this take so long? Everything that happened yesterday is simply evidence of, and the left will hate this, the vision of the current leader of the United States of America. Period. Nothing that happened in the Oval Office 11 days ago with Volodymyr Zelensky, which the left melted down over, and some people on the right melted down over, Republicans, none of that had to happen. Vladimir Zelensky came to sign an agreement that was already complete. All he had to do was show up and smile and have lunch and sign it. But he didn't want to do that because somebody's getting very rich off all the money being sent to Ukraine. It took us 11 or 12 days, Lord knows how many more thousands of people died in the Ukraine, to try to get to this ceasefire agreement. And when it happens, do you think the left will be out there celebrating the fact that for 3.5 years, the Biden administration sat back and did nothing to stop the killing in the eastern part of Ukraine? Nothing. They did nothing. But when Donald Trump achieves this ceasefire, he'll still be to blame because they'll accuse him of not taking Ukraine's side in all of this. It's absolutely insane. It's almost like you can read the headlines from the mainstream media, and if you just take the opposite point of view from whatever their headline is, you're probably closer to correct. It really is unfortunate the way this whole thing's been played out. But that's just more proof that Donald Trump was right all along. And I'm telling you right now, 6 months from now, mark my words, mark the tape, Carl, the 12th of March. So 6 months from now, we're going to look back at what he's done on these tariffs when all of these other countries have quietly come to the table and agreed to drop their tariffs so the U.S. can drop their tariffs. You'll realize what the strategy is here. Fairness. Plain and simple. Fairness. And nobody else has had the guts to do it. All right, we'll be back with Kim on a Whim in just a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
Here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that it's coyote mating season right now?
The only reason I knew that is that I saw a headline about it the other day, which I mentioned to you, and I'm like, I don't pay attention to those things, I guess, but I did hear coyotes howling the other day from my back porch.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. That must be why.
It's one of those things where you see articles like this and you're like, you know, come on. What are the odds I'm actually going to be seeing a coyote or something would happen? Because they always warn about, oh, you know, make sure your dog's on a leash. And, you know, especially the people with the small dogs, they tend to really get nervous that some coyote's going to come in and grab their dog from their backyard. And I don't have a dog now. I have in the past. But, you know, you just like, okay, sure. That's really not going to happen to me. And I, like I said, I did have that mindset until I ran across this woman out of West County when I was reporting at Channel 4. And I want to play part of the story for you.
A wild story out of West County where a dog versus coyote fight ends inside a woman's basement. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Savard.
I'm Samantha Jones. She didn't realize the coyote was still hiding inside her home and had been there for days. The woman is sharing her story only with News 4's Kim St. Ange.
Well, tonight we've learned even a glass door and an 8-foot fence is not enough to stop a coyote. It's about to be mating season for them, so a lot of them are out hunting for prey. And in this case, it was a 90-pound dog.
That surprised me. I mean, obviously a coyote is very strong, but it surprised me that it had the guts to go after a 90-pound dog. Usually someone with that size dog, I don't think would be as worried.
I don't remember this story when it happened, but watching that, I don't know how I missed it. They were rolling around on the back porch. They broke out a pane of glass in her back door, which was like a lower level entrance door to her basement. And at what point did she realize there was something going on after she saw the blood?
Yeah, so like you said, this dog and the coyote fighting in the backyard. It was her neighbor's dog. They bust through the glass back door of her home. They're into her basement where it's carpeted, finished basement. There's blood everywhere. She said it looked like a crime scene. I assume she heard it. This must have been in 2019. This is like pre-COVID era. And she sees the dog whimpering, like I said, blood everywhere. And she just doesn't think there's the coyote anywhere. I mean, she doesn't really know exactly what happened. So anyway, she has a cleaning crew come over to her house a few days after this whole incident because of all the blood and everything. And one of the people from the cleaning crew says, ma'am, you have a dead raccoon in your basement. There was like an unfinished storage area. And they spotted the dead raccoon, I guess, in the corner. So she ends up calling this animal control company.
Pest removal, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pest removal. And they said, ma'am, that's not a dead raccoon. That's a live coyote. They saw the coyote's eyes glaring at them in the corner of this storage unit. And what's crazy about it is I remember her telling me, this woman was probably in her, I don't know, 60s or 70s. And she says, I had the door to my basement open, meaning this coyote could have easily gotten up from the corner of that storage room and walked right upstairs and potentially up into her bedroom.
For 3 days.
For 3 days, this coyote was just living in her basement. She had no clue. So
wow.
We, of course, had video of this animal, you know, control. It wasn't like the county animal control. I'm trying to remember. It was like Wildlife Command Center. That's what it was. Yeah. They were fantastic to work with. I had great stories with them over the years while I was at Channel 4. And you see them trying to wrangle this coyote. But yeah, it's just interesting. Like I said, you hear about this stuff happening. They're always warning you every year around this time because mating season, they say, is February to the beginning of March. So we're kind of at the height of it. They're more active. They're more aggressive.
So did they think the animal in this case had rabies or anything? Like what? That's a very unusual way for a wild animal to act.
I'm not sure.
Did that ever get brought up?
No, I don't think it ever got brought up. As far as how aggressive it was.
Right.
Because it's mating season, they say they're more active and more aggressive.
But was it injured? Like, why did it stay there for 3 days? Because most of them would have tried to get the hell out of there
and
gone back to where it came from.
It did not. When I saw the video, it did not look injured. And this is like 6 years ago now. I'm trying to remember what the guy said.
Another reason not to have a doggy door. Because something other than a doggy could come through it, right?
You have a glass door, apparently, they will make it into a doggy door.
How was her dog? Did her dog recover?
It wasn't her dog. It was her neighbor's dog.
Oh.
I think the dog was fine. I mean, she found that dog in her basement whimpering and cut up from all the glass that it busted through the door. But there was something.
So what are the safety recommendations during coyote mating season? Are there any?
They talk about keeping your dog on a leash, your pets on a leash in general. They also talk about securing your trash, your garbage bins, to prevent attracting coyotes into the yard. Listen to this. Is a Fox 2 article. It says if a coyote is spotted in your neighborhood making loud noises, chasing them off, or spraying them with a hose are suggested deterrent methods. I'm just picturing some old lady out there with her hose, like, get scat, scat, get out of there, coyote, go, leave, get off my lawn.
I just brought up the rabies thing because it is unusual. I encountered a rabid fox one time when I was in a previous job, and it walked around my car. Like, I was in the car, and I saw it on the side of the street where I was parked. And it saw me, and it started circling the car. This is a fox. They're wow. tiny, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't have anything with me to deal with it, so I just drove off because I wasn't going to try to get out and deal with it. My assumption was it was sick because they don't normally act like that.
So foxes are really cute. I know that I should not approach one, but would a fox, are they known to be aggressive?
Only if they're like have rabies.
There was a really cute fox that was in my neighborhood, and I used to see it when I was driving to work every morning. And it's funny because my husband and I go out one morning. Well, this happened multiple times, but we go out and we have the welcome mat, where it's like you have a layered look, men, where you have the bigger one that has the pattern, and then you have the cute one that actually says like welcome or hello. Do you know what I'm talking about? And we noticed that the bigger, you're looking at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about. No. It doesn't really matter. Carl seems to know what I'm talking
about.
Does
he? Okay, all right.
It's instead of one
trendy
mat,
Mark.
It's two mats.
Okay.
Does your wife have
top
two mats?
Of each other.
They look cute.
I don't think so.
Does Nicole have this?
One of them. Yeah.
Okay. See. So anyway, we noticed that
it's two mats.
It had
Mark,
basically
when there
been,
only needs to be one.
No, there needs to be two. It's aesthetically pleasing. Anyway, they were one of the larger one was like being clawed up. We were like, what is going on? And it was like it was getting worse and worse and worse. They ruined our mat, and we had no idea what animal this was. I walk out one morning, and I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast, but there's poop on our porch, like right on the mat. So we think it was actually the fox that was coming in and clawing up potentially the mat, and then decided to leave us a little present on our porch. I mean, unless it's some random...
Could have been your neighbor.
It could have been a cat. There is a cat I've seen wandering around, but I don't know why the cat would be out there overnight. But
did they put it in a bag and set it on fire?
No, they did not. I really hope it's not my neighbor.
I saw a coyote right over here.
Downtown?
Yes.
A downtown coyote?
Yes. So when I work Enterprise Center concerts, I park over here and walk over here, and I usually see lots of bunnies. The other day I saw a not alive bunny anymore, and I saw something else, and I took a picture of it, and I showed Ethan,
you know,
and he's like, that's a coyote.
Now that you mention it, I remember when I worked at Channel 4, somewhere in Richmond Heights or somewhere like that, somebody kept reporting a coyote in his neighborhood, and the authorities didn't believe him, so he finally shot it and covered it up with a little baby pool and called them, and they came out and confirmed it was a coyote living somewhere in the middle of the city. I didn't know they did that. I thought it was a dog, and I took
a picture
they
of
like
it.
They like the walkability factor in the city?
I guess. Everything's convenient. Yeah. There are garbage cans behind every
they have all the alley access.
Alley.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. April on Facebook, they're smart. They'll work as a team to lure your pets to them. Our dogs keep chasing one of them off. Seems to know not to get too close. I mean, it is scary. It's funny because when I was at Channel 4, my reporter friends there used to joke that I was the animal beat because I was always finding these stories to pitch because they're interesting.
The critter control.
Yeah. Well, Scooter's saying Kim's Critters. Maybe we need to name that, have a new name for my segment. But one of the craziest stories I ever did at Channel 4 was a man who was probably in his 80s who lived in North City by himself. And somehow I found this story where a hawk busted through his bedroom window and was flying around his bedroom. And he comes into his room and he finds this massive hawk with its wings wide open, hanging upside down on his curtains, like the curtain rod.
Wow.
And he has video, cell phone video of it flying around his room. They wouldn't let me do it. They wanted me to chase some stupid story that impacted.
So you never
like
did the story?
No, I did. Oh. Like five people. They finally let me change over to that story after me begging them for hours. I think at like 6 or 7 p.m. So I have like 3 hours until it's supposed to go on the air. I managed to pull the story off. I talked to the animal group that rescued this hawk, and you know, it was incredible. I mean, like, how often do you have a hawk fly through your bedroom window and fly around your room, and you have video of it. And they didn't want me to do it at first.
Wow.
You've got to be kidding
me. That would have been only on four.
It was only on four. It was. I got the man to talk. He wasn't going to talk at first, and I begged him.
Please, I do an animal segment every
week. Yeah, thank you.
I feel strongly about that.
All right. Coming up, we're going to, of course, we're going to get to Josh McCoon in the next hour, because we have to keep talking about the supposed government shutdown. That is supposed to happen Friday. The Republicans passed their budget, the continuing resolution, out of the House. Only one no vote, Thomas Massie. And we're going to talk to Josh about that, chairman of the Georgia Republican Party. I don't know why I say Georgia like that, but I just do. That's at 6:20.
Thanks,
we'll be right
back. Thanks, Foghorn Leghorn.
Thank you, Foghorn Leghorn. So, I can't let the hour go by without getting back to one of the bites we used there in the short list off the top, Kim. Have you seen Rosie O'Donnell lately?
Maybe on like a social media
clip
or
something. I mean, we all get older. You got to give... I guess if we're going to give her credit for leaving the country when she promised to after Donald Trump. She threatened that the first time. She didn't do it. But she did it this time.
She's 72.
She is gone au naturel. She's not one of those Hollywood types that decided she was going to go out and get a bunch of plastic surgery or try to fool you into thinking she's looking like she's not aging.
I do respect that.
She just puts it out there. No makeup, no nothing. Just turns the camera on and she talks. But she wants you to know
very close up.
I don't respect that.
She wants you to know that she's living in Ireland. I've been to Ireland. It honestly was one of the favorite countries I've ever visited. I thought it was beautiful. I loved the food. I could eat Guinness stew 5 nights a week. I loved the beer. I loved the scenery. We were fortunate that it didn't rain hardly at all while we were there. We were told it would be torrential and you needed a raincoat that would cover you and keep you completely dry and blah, blah, blah. And it was gorgeous. So now, in addition to all the other things they have, like the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland, you can also apparently spot Rosie O'Donnell. They'll have a contest. Where is Rosie O'Donnell in Ireland? Go to Cut 6.
Well, hey, everybody. It's me, Rosie O'Donnell, star of the Flintstones. It's Tuesday all day, as my Nana would say. And I'm here in Ireland. And it's beautiful and warm. Not physically, it's actually quite cold. Moved here on January 15th, and it's been pretty wonderful, I have to say. The people are so loving and so kind, so welcoming.
I wonder what the immigration policies are in Ireland. What do you have to do to get a permanent visa over there? I don't know if you're going to go live on the state, get the free health care, all the other stuff they get.
Yeah, what are her taxes like?
I don't know. I mean, she probably doesn't really have much income anymore. It's probably all what she's probably living off what she's got in the bank.
Which is
plus Social Security. Don't forget about that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she's 72. She could cash in on that.
Exactly.
Well, how long will she stay? Let's see.
I don't know. How long will Rosie O'Donnell stay in Ireland? Potentially, if we can get J.D. Vance in for 8 years, a long, long time. If she's already 72, there's a chance she might not make it back, although I'm sure she still has property in the U.S. But here's Rosie answering that question for you.
And when, you know, it is safe for all citizens to have equal rights there in America, that's when we will consider coming back. It's been heartbreaking to see what's happening politically and hard for me personally as well. The personal is political, as we all know.
Yeah.
Is she in a relationship?
She was.
With a woman, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I don't know if she still is. The last time she was in L.A. and filmed one of those, she had a significant other. She only talks about her child moving to Ireland with her in this one. She doesn't mention anybody else.
Well, then it sounds like her idea of safe means when a liberal is back in the Oval Office.
I'd love to know what personal right she lost when Donald Trump got elected. I'd love to have that question for all of these screaming lefties who, it's just not fair. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe. What's changed exactly? What law changed that makes you not feel safe?
Yeah, because there really is no law that's changed. I mean, I guess you can't, the idea of, you know, men, biological men can't play with women in sports, and then Donald Trump declaring there's only two genders, but that still doesn't change. I mean, yes, you can't get it on your passport to say you're a woman, but that doesn't, it doesn't mean you can't get a passport, it doesn't mean you can't travel or anything like that.
Hey, Rosie, here's an Elon Musk doll. Please point to the part that hurt you. I mean, seriously. It's to that point with some of these nut jobs. Coming up, we're going to get you a check of business this morning. See what the Dow is doing today, and we'll talk more about the budget shutdown. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.